If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it. Hello, mate.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good. I had a bit of a slow start to the week, to be honest with you, but I'm actually feeling loads better. And I think it's really, really interesting. I think maybe as parents, we just keep going. You know, it's like a treadmill. Just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And then our body goes, you're a bit sick now, actually. You're a bit ill. You have to stop. And Dozer said to me on, I think it was Monday, he just said, please, for goodness sakes, you're full of cold. Just go to bed. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I spent the morning in bed. And it did me the world of good, actually. I feel a lot better.
Oh, do you know what? I actually saw something on Anna Mather's page. I think it was this morning or yesterday. And it said, if you struggle to like give yourself the time to relax, which I definitely do, I'm always looking around thinking, oh, I could be sorting out that drawer or I could be doing this. Think of it as plugging yourself in, like you do your phone to charge up.
So good.
Because, yeah, it was so good. And I thought, do you know what? It's so right. Like, literally, just think of yourself, like, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch TV or I'm going to lay in bed and read a magazine, as that's your charging process so that you're ready to do all of the other stuff. Because you can't just keep pouring, can you? You can't just keep going and going and going without putting anything back in. So I'm going to try and take that on board.
What happens to our brains when we become parents that says we are not allowed to have that time for us? When you're single, I mean, I can't tell you how many days I used to just, some days, just lounge around just watching box sets and, you know, eating nice food or going to take some time to go to the gym for myself and not rushing around doing anything. But now, like you said, I feel like I have to have every hour of the day filled up doing something until you get to the point where you're completely burnt out.
Exactly. And it's like nap time. You think, right, okay, I've probably got 2 hours here, like lunchtime nap. Right, yeah. I can probably get in a workout. I can probably put on two loads of washing. I can probably prepare dinner for tonight. It's like, no. No, I mean, I've actually been watching Judgy James. He's off from football. It's, you know, the end of the season.
I'm going to love this story.
I've been watching him and I'm like, wow, like you can really drag out a day with doing nothing. Like how do you do that? Like I come back from the school run and he's just like watching Sky Sports News.
Oh,
and I'm like, whoa, like that's pretty impressive. Like, and then between washes, like he does all the washing, obviously. He won't like go around doing other things. No, he just sits and waits for it to finish.
George, I love your relationship with Judgy James. The other way to look at it is he's completely nailing life. And that's the way that's my positive outlook. James has got it completely
that
right.
That is what I think. I'm like, wow, how do you do this? How do you do this? It's pretty impressive.
Will you film it and then send it to me?
I feel like
I need to channel my Judge James.
I will. And then everyone can, you know, he's fully charged up. Tell you what, he is 100% at all times.
We need to get into the chat today. We've mentioned it a couple of times in the first 3 minutes of this podcast, working out. But obviously, you know, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you'll know that Georgia and I, you know, we do love to do exercise, not on the sort of mad scale, but it's very much part of our life in terms of helping our mental health, keeping us focused, being able to kind of deal with the kids in a way. It's a real clear out and cleanse for us, training, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I'm ever feeling just a bit icky, I think to myself, oh, when was the last time I did any form of exercise? And it's usually a couple of days ago. And it takes, you know, a couple of days for my body to suddenly feel rubbish. But if I just keep on top of it, even, do you know what? Even 20 minutes, you know, a few times a week, it just helps so much. And I think we're always like, oh, I just don't have time, or I haven't got an hour. But you don't need an hour. You also don't need your kids to be asleep. Like, sometimes I just think, oh, look, they're watching TV. I could just get, you know, get the workout mat out. Yep. I just do 20 minutes here and I feel so much better for it.
Yeah. And that's really important as well, to try and get into the habit of doing that, because George and I used to go to the gym, put the kids in the creche. We haven't got time to do that now.
No,
I actually don't
really
want to pay for
a 3-hour round trip.
No, yeah. Don't want to pay for a gym membership, 120 quid a month anymore. I'm just not doing it. So the online workouts, which I think lockdown has helped with massively. Yeah. Obviously, we love Bradley Simmons. We've talked about him before. Courtney Black is also brilliant. A girl called Talila, I've just started following.
Yeah.
Her workouts are amazing.
Yeah,
we'll link
absolutely.
Those. And a few others as well. So we're going to talk all things fitness today. And I think we kick off with Zoe's question, which... how long after having a baby did you start exercising?
Well, this is really interesting, actually, because after Axel, I waited for my 6-week check. And I think maybe it was about 8 weeks. I sort of, you know, 6-week check. And then I went and joined the gym, and it took me 2 weeks to muster up the courage to actually go. So it was about 8 weeks. But in hindsight, I definitely jumped in too soon, I would say, because I didn't know what I was doing. You know, like the GP says, oh, how are you feeling? They don't check you. You know, they're not checking your stomach. They're not checking any of that. And I think it's all very it's on an individual basis. And we've both had mummy MOTs, haven't we?
Yes.
So after I had Gigi, I didn't, well, apart from walking, like gentle walking, which I pretty much did as soon as I could, I had a mummy MOT, and she gave me, I think it was about a 4-week program before I got back into my normal fitness regime. So that is like a bit more, you know, high intensity, incorporating like jumping and running, not for long periods. But that was based on my body and my recovery. Mm-hmm. I had to go through that 4-week process to get to that point.
Definitely.
But yeah, I mean, so I was probably, you know, 3 months after, I would say, 3 months after Gigi.
I think you've just said something quite important there, George, as well. It's very much based on an individual.
Yeah.
And how well that person is recovering, that depending on what sort of labour you had, depending on how quickly you heal. You know, we've chatted to some people on this podcast, like Erin McNaught. I remember she said that she went back 2 weeks after baby was born.
Exactly.
That wasn't possible for me and George.
No.
And I think, like George just said, the first time around was probably about, you know, 6 to 8 weeks after I got my check. But I was definitely doing things that I shouldn't have been doing at the beginning. And as a result of that, as we know, I've spoken about my pelvic floor, and I had diastasis recti where my stomach muscles didn't seal back up again. So I think it's super important after you have a baby to go through the proper checks. And if you are like me, somebody that loves like high intensity training, loves sort of beasting themselves during a workout, you've got to go steady Eddie at the beginning, because you can do more long-term damage. And also exercise doesn't mean like 20 or 30 minutes of HIIT. It could just be going out for like a proper walk with the pram and just getting your heart rate up. And that's how you start back into it. That's brilliant.
Absolutely. But honestly, mummy MOT, I think I paid about 70 quid for mine.
It's
if you can afford it, it is so worth it, because you might look okay from the outside, but you have no idea what is going on inside. So I think it's really, really important.
Agreed.
This is from, oh, I don't know her name, Edinburgh Family. Best leggings for maternity or postpartum. This is a tricky one, because when we were pregnant, there wasn't really that many specific maternity leggings out there. But recently, the High Street have come up trumps, and now you can get some from New Look and Next, both brands that we really, really rate their activewear.
Yeah.
So I'm sure their maternity leggings are going to be great. So definitely just check those out.
So unmotivated, how to begin? That's from Hannah. Hannah, I think this is probably something that a lot of people listening to this podcast are feeling. And I think it's very hard to get motivated about anything at the moment. I'm feeling like I've got weights on my shoulders to do anything. Everything feels like a massive effort. I'm trying to pull on my positivity pants, but some days they just won't fucking go on. And I think with training, it feels like a mountain. Georgia and I always say that I think it's key when you wake up in the morning, regardless of how your morning is looking, get up and get into your activewear. Just start the day off in your leggings, you know, maternity bra, and whatever you wear to train. If you come downstairs in normal clothes, or you come downstairs in your dressing gown, it sets the tone for the rest of the day. And I think also the night before, have a little look online, have a look at what exercise you fancy doing. Maybe there's a little HIIT workout that you want to try, or a little Pilates session that you've seen somewhere, or home yoga, and just plan it so you know you've got it in your head. And then also the first thing that you eat or drink in the day sets you up for it. So, you know, this morning I nearly got stuck into the kids' croissants and I was like, no, I can't, because if I do that, I'm not going to train. All of that side of it is really important as well. And remember, the more you do, the more you will want to do. It's like a knock-on effect.
Absolutely. And also, just sounds silly, but like kind of set your sights low almost. Sometimes I think, oh, I've only, you know, I've hardly got any time. I just can't train today. And I think, no, do you know what? Even if I get 10 minutes in, it's better than nothing.
Totally.
Before someone disturbs me. And often I end up getting, you know, a good half an hour in, and it's been so much better than I expected. Also, just on motivation, an app that I used to use called Results with Lucy, they sometimes do these challenges. So it's like you have to work out every day for 30 days. And it's not all, you know, it's not all crazy, but sometimes it's just 15 minutes. And you almost have to be accountable and log on to the app every single day, and you get like a little award at the end. I sometimes think something like that to start off with, where you're accountable and you have to like show up, is a great way to start, because once you started and it's become part of your day, it's so much easier.
You're so right, George. It's a bit like quitting smoking. I remember when I quit smoking years and years and years ago, I logged onto this app and I had to put in all of my stats, and every single day I had to go on there and say, you know, that I was smoke free for that day, and then it would give me my stats on how many days I'd done smoke free and all this kind of stuff. And that's how I quit in the end. Because you've got like a coach there going, you need to get through the day, you've got to get through the day. So that's a really good suggestion.
Yeah, sometimes you need that, a bit of accountability, don't you?
Love that.
How to fit it in. I used to go to the gym daily pre-kid. Now I'm lucky if I work out twice a week after work.
Yes. Yeah, that's a lot of people's reality. That's my reality at the moment. So don't beat yourself up about that. Twice after work is still better than no
time.
It's
pretty good. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it's pretty good. Can you go to a class at lunchtime? You know, I don't know, you know, what your role looks like, where, you know, where your office is or where you work. But after I had Axel and I went back into the office, I used to find nipping out at lunchtime to go and do a half an hour spin class, I felt amazing, and like I'd used my lunch time, like I'd used my lunch break, where before I'd probably like walk out to prep, walk back, and then just sit at my desk and work. I'd actually taken control of that time. Or like getting up an hour earlier. I don't know what time you have to get up, I don't know how far you have to commute, I don't know any of that, but it's a good time now to start, if you can, getting up an hour earlier a couple of times a week and doing it before you start work. It's light, very early. It's much harder to do that in the winter.
Yeah, and I think, like George, I think it's all down to how much time you have at each end of the day.
Yeah.
But you are absolutely entitled to do something on your lunch break. If you're working from home, people can't book in Zooms, you know, all day, every day. You have to be able to step out from it. And if you are working from home, you can get a half an hour workout in, shower and change, and be back on your Zooms for 1:30. Like that's kind of how I like to play my day.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's about finding those small little windows, isn't it?
Totally. Staying motivated when progress is slow.
I find that really hard because I know exactly what you mean.
Talk us through that.
I mean, when you feel like you're not getting anywhere, and it can be hard to stay motivated. I don't like weighing myself because I just don't. And I think as a woman, like, we fluctuate so much at different times of the month and all of that kind of thing. I've got a friend actually who takes photos. So she takes a photo when she starts a new, like, say, 12-week program, and she'll take one a week, and that's great. I mean, I'd love to be as organized enough to do that. In reality, I forget.
Or brave enough.
But I mean, she doesn't show them to anyone. She keeps them for herself.
No, but we're sometimes our biggest even just to stand there to get somebody to take a photograph of us. I had to do it with Dozer recently. When he saw the photographs, I mean, I thought he was in great shape, and he stood there and had to look at it. And that's really hard. But he became accountable for it, you know?
And has that helped him?
Oh my God, massively. Yeah. He's lost nearly 8 kilos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that then. Maybe, take photos of your progress.
Yeah.
And also how you feel.
Yes. Just about to say that.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to look at why you're not making progress. as in what's going on, what are the kink in the armors? So is it to do with how many times a week you're getting to train? Is it the type of training that you're doing? Is it your diet? Is it the amount of alcohol that you're drinking? Is it your snacks? You know, all of those things will be adding. And if there's, you know, two or three of them that aren't quite right, you won't be making any progress. And I think that's really important. That's just about shaking it up. That's not feeling, don't ever feel for a second that you're failing. It's nothing to do with that. It's just about having a little look. All of those need to be working together, because if not, none of them will work. So it doesn't matter if you're doing five sessions a week, if your diet isn't, you know, where it should be, or your alcohol intake, all of that sort of stuff, it won't work. It just won't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so true. Best online, easy-ish fitness videos that you can do on your lunch break. We've kind of touched on this before, haven't we?
Well,
what are your favourites?
My absolute, I've got to give her a shout out because she's one of life's very, very, very special humans. On Instagram, she is Talila Henshaws. So it's TALILLAHENCHOZ, right? And she is a coach and she's the founder of We Are Club 5. She's also an Outpro ambassador. She's just an all-round legend. And in a very weird twist of fate, she also went on a date for a long time with Ben Bidwell, aka Naked Professor, who also came on the podcast. I didn't realize it was the same person. I only discovered her recently. Her workouts are 30 minutes. She does Tabata, however you want to say it, 30-minute hit. You don't need any other apparatus. You don't even need a mat. I just do it outside on the grass. And she is keeping my fitness going. And I feel like I'm trimming up loads with her as well. They are quite hardcore, but she does give an alternative, a sort of modified down version of the exercise if you need it. But yeah, she's my favorite. And of course, Courtney Black, I love her as well. Her workouts are great. And I think you can pay $15.99 for her app.
For the app. Yeah.
I mean, her body's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm all about the Peloton app. I don't have a Peloton bike because I think that's where some people get confused and think you have to have one to have the app.
Yep.
I pay $12.99 a month for it. And it's the only one that I've actually stuck with, you know, like past the trial. I've downloaded apps in the past and I've only used them for like 2 months or whatever. And this one, I'm not bored of. I love the music. I love the variety.
Brilliant.
I really rate it.
Love that.
We'll be right back after the short break.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So welcome back. Back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Where were we? Best running jackets.
What running jacket do you wear?
I wear a Nike one. In the winter, I wear a Gore one, which is really thick, but it's got, you know, hands for your thumbs. Nike, Gore, I love. Adidas running jackets are amazing. I've got loads of kind of like skin ones from Next. They're really good as well. Do you know what we'll do? We'll do like a dedicated, some swipe up stories for you, which can probably go out on Friday actually, so that you've got, you know, our sort of favorite fitness gear for
like a little edit.
We'll do that.
I mean, we talk about this, don't we? Like Zara and I layer up when we go out running, whereas our husbands seem to just be able to go out in like shorts and a t-shirt, like no matter what the weather. Whereas I like to have like a sports bra, then like a thin, thin top, usually from Next, a zip up, and maybe even a jacket over the top of that, and I can just strip off and tie it around my waist. I guess it depends what you like as well.
We'll do an edit for you.
Best snacks or food before and after training? I feel like you can answer this though.
So depending on what time of day you train. So I love if I don't get my training done before 10 a.m., the chances of me doing it after that are very low. unless I'm going to like a Barry's class and I know that I've got it booked in for lunchtime. But generally, if I'm working out from home, I have to do it in the morning. So I do something, I'll either just have a banana and then after the school drop off, I'll train then, or I won't eat until I've trained. And that is a different way of training. So some people can't do it. I'm fine to do it. That's kind of the way that my body is programmed. But it just depends on whether you want to do that sort of, some people, we don't have the energy to train on an empty stomach, whereas that fuels me. So I'll have a black coffee and then I won't eat until after training. And then after training, but if you do need to eat before, things like bananas, you can have a bowl of porridge if you're having it early and then training a few hours later. You can have nuts, things like rye bread, stuff like that, all great. After training, you want to go protein. So you want to go things like poached eggs on rye bread with avocados, an amazing meal to have afterwards with some smoked salmon maybe. And then obviously if you're like moving on to sort of lunchtime-ish, then just go protein. So like chicken, salmon, brown rice, loads of vegetables, things like that are really good for fueling you, and you won't snack around them, because snacking, I'm just not sure about snacking unless you're going for like handfuls of nuts here and there. Otherwise,
yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather, like you say, so like wake up in the morning, literally just have a coffee or a cup of tea, get out, do the workout, and then come back and have the kind of breakfast I would normally have, like eggs.
Yep.
Snacking, I just find really hard, because if I want a snack, it's not going to be something good. It's going to be something bad. So I'd rather just have three bigger main meals and not snack.
Yeah, it all depends. Like, I think Georgia and I find it quite difficult to discuss meals and food on here, and I think it's really important to say that we are not qualified nutritionists.
This is
just what works for us, and if you're looking for somebody to structure your meals, if you need that kind of help, then you absolutely need to go to a PT or somebody that's a specialist in that area. But
like Rhiannon Lambert,
exactly,
she's amazing.
Yeah,
and she has a clinic. Maybe like her page is a good place to go. Also, you know, we both try to eat relatively healthily, but there are days where I don't eat till like 2 o'clock. And if someone said to me, oh, what have you eaten in a day? There is no day that's the same. You know, some days I eat loads, some days I don't eat that much. And that's just the reality sometimes of being really busy or just being a parent. And it's not something that you want to glorify or promote, because it's not a good way to be.
The big trend about a year ago where people started to do it, so they would have their meal, you know, 7 o'clock at night, and then they wouldn't eat again until midday the next day.
People were
doing that. I saw, you know, Dozza went through it where he was on this keto diet where there was keto and intermittent. That's not going to work for me. You know, I've been in a place where I restricted food for such a long time that I completely messed up my system, and now I know exactly what I need to eat to make myself feel good. I know what to put back into my body, so definitely don't mess around with any of that. Just eat really well. If it falls from the trees, or if it grows from the ground, eat it, and then have a cheat day where you just go absolutely bonkers. That's my suggestion.
It's all about balance. This isn't a question, but I just wanted to read it out. I saw this. Love at Not So Smug Now, she's on Instagram's approach. I train for my brain and my ass comes along. I love that.
That's amazing.
I really love that.
I love that. How to keep running motivation after couch to 5K?
Oh, I need Jenny this as well. Yeah, I need. Do you know what? I've got to be honest, I've been so bad with running recently. Like, I just have lost all motivation. I think my motivation to begin with was being nosy. Like, I didn't know the area I live in very well. So I just used to run around looking at people's houses, looking in their recycling to see what wine they've been drinking, you know, like keeping myself, you know, that kind of motivation. But I think running new routes is quite a good way to stay motivated, keep it interesting, listening to podcasts. It's trying to keep it interesting.
Yeah. And don't think about doing any more than that. Like 5K, five and a half K is a really amazing amount of time to be pounding the pavement. Some people can bash out a 10K and not think twice about it. And I find it really hard these days to run for any longer than about 5K, and I don't really want to.
Yeah, I don't. Same. I've got no want or need to run further than that. And yep. Some people love it, and it, you know, it gives them the thinking space and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, like you say, 5K, about half an hour of running is plenty.
Yes. Yes. How to work on tummy muscles when they feel separated? That's from Emma. Really tough one, that one, Em, because I had it for a really long time, and I felt like I had zero strength in my tummy, and that, you know, my abs were just, yeah, through the floor basically. So as we've said, it's really important, if you still feel like you've got separated abs, is to potentially go and speak to somebody or see somebody about them, and they will give you the right exercises to do. But things like, forget about things like planks, anything like that that puts a lot of pressure on the stomach muscles, that actually does the reverse instead of closing them up. But there are specific exercises that you can do to make sure that those tummy muscles are sealing back up again, and you will need to speak to a professional about that.
Yeah, or follow, like, you know, there's, I said results with Lucy, but there's a whole postnatal section, I think, on Binky's app, Mama Being Fit. There's specific exercises on there to help with your abdominal muscles after you've had a baby. So it is just about making sure you're doing the right exercises, because you really don't want to do, like Zoe said, more damage, like by doing things like planking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you ever get worried running alone? I'm too scared these days.
Oh, no.
That's really interesting, because I found this in the winter. In the winter, I didn't want to go out running at night because I just didn't.
No way. I would never do that. No, that's not ridiculous. There's no way I'd do that.
Do you know what I mean? But I live in a town where, you know, there's plenty of people around, but I just wouldn't feel, I just wouldn't feel comfortable. I don't know if it, I was looking to join like a little running group, not a running club, because I feel like that sounds really serious, but they're probably
running club friends.
Yeah, but there probably is like a group of people in your area who feel exactly the same as you, and they just want to run with a couple of people, not for like, you know, competition or anything like that, but literally just to feel safe. So yeah, I would maybe do that, try and find someone else to run with, or like a little group you can join.
Yeah, and also take advantage of the summer, because in the morning, it's light, so you can get up and go. Sometimes Dozer goes out at like 5:30. He's like, he'll just wake me up, and I'm like, why are you waking me up? And he's like, I'm just gonna go and do my walk, because he has to do 10,000 steps, so he gets it done before the day begins. But there's no way I would do that at 5:30 in the morning when it was pitch black in the winter. So I don't run in the dark ever, for those reasons. And I'm not, you know, I feel like that's just something I've never done. When I was running in my early 20s living in London, I never did it.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? It's a shame that we don't feel like
I'm scared of the dark.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm a child. I'm still six.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
This is interesting. Best piece of equipment for home workouts: kettlebells.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I thought you were gonna go for the bands,
the booty bands.
But I would say kettlebells as well, because you can just do anything: swings, lunges, squats. I mean, there's so much. And also, it's just one thing. Like, you could literally just have one kettlebell, couldn't you?
They are the best piece of equipment. And I went to Decathlon the other day, and we bought five kettlebells, ranging from, I think 8K was the lightest, or 6K was the lightest, then ranging all the way up for Dozer's big boy weights. And it's just revolutionized our working out now. It's probably a month ago, actually, because we've been using them for a bit. But you can do, like Georgia said, you can do anything with this piece of equipment, and you only need one of them. And you can do overhead presses, you can do lunges, you can do like bicep curl with it and then switch over the other side. They are incredible. So I definitely recommend getting some of those. But also, you can get, like Georgia said, these booty bands that you can buy off Amazon. I think they're like £5 for a pack of three, and they are brilliant because you can do all your squats and your lunges, all your squat jumps, everything like that, with a band around, and it just adds a little bit more resistance.
Yeah, do you know what? I was just going to say two things to add to that. If you want your kettlebells to look nice, a friend of mine has a company called Kettle Boobs, and they hand paint your kettlebells, so you could like have them as an ornament on a shelf or whatever. But also, there is another brand called Jack's Jocks kettlebell. They are expensive, But if you're, you know, tight on space, you literally need one kettlebell and it changes the weight digitally. I think it's about 200 quid, but you literally just have the one kettlebell. And I don't know what the weight is. I think it's from like about 5K to about 20K. You can change on this. It's like a little pod almost that you put it on. You'd only need one kettlebell and you can just change the weight digitally.
It would be really interesting to find out from people actually what part of it they sort of struggle with in terms of, are they able to exercise but not get their diet sorted? And I don't mean diet as in get on a diet. I mean, obviously, all of your intake of food, or whether it's
I know what I'm supposed to do. Like, I know how to eat healthily. I love cooking. Like, I know what I need to do. But some days it just doesn't happen. Like, it just doesn't.
Same.
It's just difficult. It's when there's so much other stuff going on, it's hard. I find it really, that's the thing I find the hardest. For
absolutely.
Sure.
And if I start the day wrong, like we said, the other day I just was like, oh, I'm just going to get some toast. And I had two pieces of toast. And then before I knew it, I was like smashing biscuits in. Then I had a bag of crisps for lunch. And I was just like, oh my God, what? And then it gets, I think a lot of people listening to this will be nodding, because once you've started the day off, and actually, there's loads of research that they've done to say that if you start your day off with carbohydrates that aren't processed in the right way, so for example, white bread or croissant or things like that, it just triggers something in the brain that just says that's how you're going to be programmed to eat for the rest of the day. Really, really, really does matter
that
what
is
your first.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, it's almost like the receptors start kicking off for that addictive, like, oh, I need the sugar, I need the sugar, I need the sugar.
Yeah, that does make sense. That
get your
really
eggs
does.
In you.
Oh, I mean, we've had loads of questions. Most of them are all around like how you fit it in, and hopefully we've answered that. Take the moments when you've got them.
Yeah, take the moments. And remember as well that you don't need an hour at a fancy gym.
No.
You need 30 minutes maximum at home when your kids are eating their Cheerios.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. just start doing your squats while they're eating their breakfast.
Exactly.
So I think that's all we've got time for today. We will do a lovely roundup of everything we've mentioned on today's podcast. So the apps, the fitness kit, the equipment. We'll do a nice roundup. So with lots of swipe up, so you can find that really, really easily.
Yes. And as always, we would love you to rate, review, subscribe and follow the podcast. That would be amazing. And if you do know anybody in your life that needs to hear these conversations, that needs a bit of extra help or just would benefit from being involved in our Tuesday chats with our celebs or our experts, then please do let them know about our podcast. That would be amazing. And we are going to be back on Tuesday.
We will. We'll see you then.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.